At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Dear friends and family in Christ, today I want to share a message of hope and encouragement with you, a message that speaks to the deepest corners of our hearts, especially in times of uncertainty and worry. So let's open our hearts to receive this powerful message. May God bless you and those around you, friends. Let's dive into a topic that's at the core of our faith, understanding the nature of God's work. You see, when we talk about God being omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, we're essentially saying that He's all-powerful, all-knowing, and everywhere at once. Wrap your head around that for a moment. It's pretty mind-blowing, isn't it? Now, why is this important? Well, it's because knowing who God is helps us understand how He operates in our lives. Throughout the Bible, we see countless examples of His power in action. Take Genesis, for instance. With just His words, God spoke the universe into existence. He crafted the heavens and the earth, the stars and the seas, the animals and us, out of nothing. That's some serious power and authority right there. And here's the kicker. That same power is at work in our lives today. No problem is too big for God to handle, whether it's financial struggles, health issues, or conflicts in our relationships. Jeremiah 32:17 puts it beautifully. O Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. Let that sink in for a moment. There is nothing. Absolutely nothing that God can't handle. But it's not just about power, my friends. God's also omniscient, which means He knows everything, past, present, and future. Psalm 139 paints a beautiful picture of this. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought. Afar off, God knows every detail of our lives. Every thought, every intention, and every need. And because He knows it all, He's never caught off guard. He's always prepared and has a plan for every situation. And let's not forget about God's omnipresence. He's everywhere, all the time. There's no place we can go where He isn't already there. Psalm 139:7-10 paints a vivid picture of this. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. This means that we're never alone, no matter what we're going through. God is right there with us, every step of the way. Now, I know all this might sound a bit overwhelming, but here's the thing. God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are beyond our understanding. Isaiah 55:8-9 puts it perfectly. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This means that sometimes God works in ways that we don't expect or understand. And you know what? That's okay. Because even when we can't see it, God is always at work, orchestrating things according to His perfect plan. So let's lean into that truth, my friends. Let's trust in God's power, wisdom, and presence in our lives. Let's surrender our plans and expectations to Him, knowing that He can and will do the unexpected. And let's live with a deep sense of expectancy, always looking for God's hand at work in our lives. Because when we do, we'll experience the fullness of His power and presence like never before. my friends. Let me share with you a story that illustrates how God works in the most unexpected ways to provide for his children. There was a man named John who found himself in a tough spot. His company went through unexpected downsizing, leaving him without a job to support his family. Can you imagine the pressure and anxiety he must have felt, with bills piling up and no income coming in? It was a challenging time for John and his loved ones. John didn't sit idly by, though. He applied for job after job, hoping for a breakthrough, but all he received were rejection emails. Despite the disappointment, John didn't lose hope. Instead, he and his family turned to prayer, seeking God's guidance and provision in their time of need. Now, here's where things get interesting. Out of nowhere, John received a call from a former colleague, a friend who had started his own company. This friend had heard about John's situation and felt compelled to reach out. Not only did he offer John a position in his company, but it also came with better pay and benefits than John's previous job. Talk about unexpected. You see, friends, this wasn't just a stroke of luck or a fortunate coincidence. This was God at work, answering the prayers of his faithful servant. It was a clear sign of his provision and care.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
For his children, even when it seemed like all the doors were closing, God opened a new one for John. A door filled with hope, opportunity, and blessings. So what's the takeaway from John's story? It's a reminder that God sees our needs and knows the desires of our hearts. He's not indifferent to our struggles. He's intimately involved in every aspect of our lives. And when we trust him, when we lean on him in faith and prayer, he can turn our darkest moments into opportunities for his glory to shine through. So, my friends, whatever challenges you may be facing today, take heart. God is with you, and he's working behind the scenes, orchestrating his perfect plan for your life. Keep praying, keep praying, keep trusting, and keep believing that he who promised is faithful. Who knows? The next unexpected blessing might be just around the corner, ready to remind you of God's unfailing love and provision. Beloved friends, another powerful testimony comes from a couple, Mark and Lisa, who were on the brink of divorce. Years of unresolved conflicts and misunderstandings had driven a wedge between them, and they had already begun the separation process. Both were heartbroken, feeling that their marriage was beyond repair. However, through the encouragement of friends and the counsel of their pastor, Mark and Lisa decided to attend a marriage retreat. There, they experienced a breakthrough. Through prayer, honest communication, and the work of the Holy Spirit, they began to understand each other in ways they never had before. Slowly, they started rebuilding their relationship. What seemed like an irreparable situation was transformed into a testimony of God's power to restore and heal even the most broken relationships. My dear friends, one of the most challenging aspects of our spiritual journey is learning to trust in God's timing. In a world that thrives on instant gratification, waiting can be incredibly difficult. We often want immediate answers to our prayers and swift resolutions to our problems. However, God operates on a different timetable, one that is perfect and aligned with his greater plan. Ecclesiastes 3:11 reminds us, he has made everything beautiful in its time. Understanding and trusting this truth is crucial to experiencing God's unexpected work in our lives. So God's timing is not random. It is purposeful and perfect. Unlike us, God sees the entire picture. He knows the past, present, and future, and he understands how every moment fits into his divine plan. Isaiah 46:10 says, I make known the end from the beginning. From ancient times, what is still to come, I say. My purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. This means that God's delays are not denials, but are strategic pauses that align with his perfect will. My friends, patience is a key component in trusting God's timing. James 5:7-8 encourages us. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Just as a farmer waits for the harvest, we must wait for God's perfect timing to reveal his plans. So how do we cultivate patience and trust in God's timing? Well, it starts with faith, believing in what we can't see. Hebrews 11:1 puts it like this. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Even when our circumstances seem bleak and our prayers feel unanswered, we can hold on to the promise that God's timing is perfect. Just look at Abraham and Sarah, who waited years for the fulfillment of God's promise of a child. Despite their doubts and struggles, they trusted in God's faithfulness, and their faith was eventually rewarded. And here's the thing, friends. God is always at work behind the scenes, even when we can't see it. Romans 8:28 assures us of this. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So while we're waiting, let's stay active in our faith, praying, meditating on God's promises, seeking wise counsel, and serving others. And let's remember that God's timing is perfect. He's got everything under control, and he'll do the unexpected work in our lives at just the right time. So let's embrace the wait with faith and patience, knowing that something beautiful is brewing just around the corner. Dear friends, let's talk about something that's all too familiar to many of us: doubt and fear. These emotions tend to creep in when we're faced with uncertainty, challenges, or obstacles that seem insurmountable. They can paralyze us, shake our faith, and keep us from fully trusting in God's plans. But fear not, because as believers, we're called to rise above these feelings and anchor ourselves in the truth of God's word. Now, 2 Timothy 1:7 is like a beacon of hope in the midst of our doubts and fears. It tells us that God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Let's unpack that a bit. Firstly, power. We're empowered by the Holy Spirit to face any challenge that comes our way. This power isn't something we conjure up on our own. It comes from God, who strengthens us in our weakness. Secondly, love. God's love is like a shield against fear. When we're secure in his love, we can face difficulties with confidence, knowing that we're cared for by a loving Father. And lastly, a sound mind. This means having self-discipline, clear thinking, and the ability to make wise decisions, even in the midst of chaos. So when doubt and fear come knocking, remember these truths. Stand firm on the promises of God's word. Let's take a look at a few of them. First up, God's presence. Isaiah 41:10 reassures us, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Knowing that God is always with us can dispel fear and give us the courage we need to press on. Then there's God's provision. Philippians 4:19 reminds us that God will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. Trusting in his provision can help us overcome fear about our material needs. And let's not forget about God's peace. John 14, 27 tells us that the peace Jesus offers is unlike anything the world can give. It's a peace that guards our hearts against fear and turmoil. But you know what? Sometimes we need a little reminder of God's faithfulness. The Bible is full of stories that demonstrate his reliability and power. Take David and Goliath, for example. Despite the odds stacked against him, David trusted in God's deliverance and defeated the giant. Or consider the Israelites at the Red Sea, trapped between Pharaoh's army and the deep blue sea. God parted the waters and led them to safety, showing his power over impossible situations. And hey, let's not forget about practical steps we can take to overcome doubt and fear. Pray continually. Bring your fears and doubts to God in prayer. And meditate on Scripture. Fill your mind with God's Word, like Psalm 56, 3. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. Surround yourself with a faithful community. Connect with other believers who can encourage you and pray with you. And finally, speak God's truth. Combat fear and doubt by declaring his promises aloud. This practice reinforces your faith and shifts your focus from the problem to God's sovereignty. My dear brothers and sisters, let us walk in faith, hand in hand, believing that our God will do the unexpected work in our lives. Let's trust in his timing, even when it feels like time is standing still. And when doubt and fear come knocking, let's stand firm on the promises of our Almighty God. But let's not stop there. Let's pray with fervency, pouring out our hearts to the one who hears our every word. Let's surrender to his will, knowing that his plans are far greater than anything we could ever imagine. And let's embrace his promises like a lifeline, holding on to them with all our might. But that's not all, my friends. Let's live with expectancy, eagerly awaiting the miraculous ways in which God will move in our lives. Let's recognize his hand at work, even in the smallest details. And when he shows up in powerful ways, let's not keep it to ourselves. Let's testify of his goodness, sharing our stories with anyone who will listen. And most importantly, let's encourage one another along the way. Let's be a community that lifts each other up, reminding one another of the faithfulness of our God. For we serve a God who delights in doing the unexpected, who can turn any situation around for his glory and our good. So, my dear friends, let's walk this journey together, hand in hand, as we trust in our amazing God. And hey, if you haven't already, don't forget to share and subscribe to our channel. Together, we can inspire and uplift one another as we journey in faith. Now, let us conclude this message with prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you with an open heart, trusting in your power and sovereignty. I pray that you will work in my life in unexpected and miraculous ways. Help me to have faith and patience as I wait for your plan to unfold. I believe that you are able to do immeasurably more than all I ask or imagine. And I trust that your will for my life is perfect. May your unexpected blessings and guidance bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.